News of the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. The town of Barnesdall doesn't look the same today. Resident Jacob Darnell describes it.
Everything's twisted, trees flattened out. You can have one house standing and the house next to it's gone.
Darnell was at work at a chemical plant when the tornado hit. He said debris is scattered and even his mother's home was moved from its foundation. He adds the community could use some prayers today. The governor will tour the area in about an hour. House members approve Senate amendments to a bill in regard to voting by pardoned individuals. Representative Regina Goodwin of Tulsa explains.
This is when the governor provides a pardon or there's a commutation to time served. It simply says that your voting rights are restored.
The bill was unanimously passed by the House and now heads to the governor's desk for his consideration. Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ken Johnson.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU wheat variety testing plot tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.